Welcome to Zirku Dasi Manamemare Ram Gold. I am here with Zekas Mod Katan, Daf Yud Test. The third parak, Ve'el Megalchin. The third parak has been generously sponsored by Nishmas, Yitzhak ben Kalman Moshe, but Daniel Noam ben David. May their Nishamas have an Aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah on the bottom of Yud Ches on the base states, Ein Kosin Sfar and Tefillin and Mezuzahs B'moed. One may not write a Sefer Torah, Tefillin and Mezuzahs on Chol HaMoed, Ve'ein Magin Os Achas Afil B'Sefer Ezra. And one may not even correct a single letter in Ezra's Sefer Torah. Rashi says that he heard the word Ezra should be Azara, and that it refers to the Sefer Torah and the Azara from which all other Sefer Torah were corrected. Rabbi Yehuda says, Kosavadim Tefillin and Mezuzahs L'Atzmo, Utoba Yerecho Tcheles L'Tzitziso. A man may write Tefillin and Mezuzahs for himself and spin Tcheles on his thigh for its tzitzis. It was taught in the Brice, the Rebbe Meir holds, that one may write Tefillin and Mezuzahs for himself and spin Tcheles for its tzitzis, V'lacherim Watoba, and he may do these things for someone else as a favor, but not for payment. Rebbe Yehuda says, Amarim Mocher Shalo, V'chozva Kosav L'Atzmo. He may do a ploy and sell his own Tefillin and Mezuzahs to others and then write new ones for himself. Rashi says that he can sell his new Tefillin and repeat this process throughout the Chag. Rabbi Yossi says, Kosav Mocher Kadarcho Kadei Parnasaso. He may write and sell them in his usual way to have enough for his sustenance. And Rashi explains that this doesn't refer to someone who has nothing to eat. Rather, it means to someone who wants to enhance his chag. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Hakovres Meso Shloshi Yamin Kodmu Regel, Batla Menu Gezer Shiva. If someone buried his dead 3 days before a regel, the halakhas of Shiva are nullified for him. Shmona batla menu gezer shloshim. If the burial was 8 days before the regel, then even the halakhas of shloshim are nullified for him. Regarding the case of burial 8 days before the regel, Rav and Rav Huna both said, gezer is batu, yamim will batu. The restrictions of shloshim are canceled, but the days are not canceled. But Rav Shesha said, afil yami nami batu. Even the days are canceled. The Gemara asked what the meaning is that the days are not canceled, and answers, sheimu gilach erfa regel, asu galeach acha regel. That if the person didn't shave before the regel, then he's forbidden to shave after the regel until the shloshim period from burial is over. And point number three, the Gemara asks what the source is for not shaving during shloshim, and answers that it's derived through the gzera shava a para para. Growth from the case of a nazir. It says regarding Moshe telling Aaron and his sons not to engage in mourning, Varshechem al tifru'u, do not let the hair of your head grow. And it says regarding a nazir, Gadol peres al rosho, the growth of hair on his head shall grow. Just as a nazir must grow his hair for 30 days, so too an avo must grow his hair for 30 days. The Gemara asks, from where is it derived that a nazir cannot cut his hair for 30 days? And Rav Masna said that the pasuk states, referring to the hair, Kadosh Yihyeh, it shall be holy. The gematria of Yihyeh, it shall be, is 30. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Mishnah on the bottom of Yud Ches Amud Beis stated, Ein Kosvin Sfarin Tefillin Mezuzahs B'Moed. One may not write a Sefer Torah, Tefillin Mezuzahs on Chol HaMoed, Ve'ein Magin Os Achas Afil B'Sefer Ezra. And one may not even correct a single letter in Ezra's Sefer Torah. Rashi says that he heard that the word Ezra should be Azara, and that it refers to the Sefer Torah and the Azara from which all other Sefer Torah were corrected. Rav Yehuda says, Kosav Adam Tefillin and Mezuzahs L'Atzmo, V'Tova Al Yerecho Tcheles L'Tzitziso. A man may write Tefillin and Mezuzahs for himself and spin Tcheles on his thigh for his tzitzis. It was taught in a Brice that Rav Meir holds that one may write Tefillin and Mezuzahs for himself and spin Tcheles for his tzitzis, V'Lacherim V'Tova, and he may do these things for someone else as a favor, but not for payment. Rav Yehuda says, Amarim Mocher Es Shalom V'Chozav Kosav L'Atzmo. He may do a ploy and sell his own Tefillin and Mezuzahs to others and then write new ones for himself. Rashi says that he then can sell his new tefillin and repeat this process throughout the chag. Yossi says, Kosav Mocher Kadarcho Kadei Parnasaso. He may write and sell them in his usual way to have enough for his sustenance. And Rashi explains that this doesn't refer to someone who has nothing to eat. Rather, it means to someone who wants to enhance his chag. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Akobres Meso Shoshi Yam Kodmo Regel Batlamenu Gezer Shiva. If someone buried his dead 3 days before a regel, the halakhas of Shiva are nullified for him. Shmona batla mena gezer shloshim. If the burial was 8 days before the regel, then even the halachas of shloshim are nullified for him. Regarding the case of burial 8 days before the regel, Rav and Rav Huna both said, gezer is batu, yamim will batu. The restrictions of shloshim are canceled, but the days are not canceled. But Rav Shesha said, afil yamim nami batu. Even the days are canceled. The Gemara asks what the meaning is that the days are not canceled, and answers, sheimo gilach erva regel, asu galeach achar regel. That if the person did not shave before the regel, then he's forbidden to shave after the regel until the shloshim period from burial is over. And point number three, the Gemara asks what the source is for not shaving during shloshim, and answers that it's derived through the gezer shava of para para, growth from the case of a nazir. It says regarding Moshe telling Aaron and his sons not to engage in mourning, or shechem al tifrau, do not let the hair of your head grow, And it says regarding a Nazir, Gadol Peres Sar Rosho, the growth of hair on his head shall grow. Just as a Nazir must grow his hair for 30 days, so too an Avo must grow his hair for 30 days. The Gemara then asks from where it's derived that a Nazir cannot cut his hair for 30 days. And Rav Masna said that the Pasuk states referring to the hair, Kadosh Yeh, it shall be holy. The Gematria of Yeh, it shall be, is 30. All right, so now we go to our Simmer Daf Yud Tes, and our standard Simmon is a yacht. A yacht. So here goes. The sofer who sold his tefillin on the Chol HaMoed yacht trip and started writing himself a new pair had to break the news to the buyer who buried his relative 8 days before the regal and hadn't cut his hair that he couldn't cut it until the end of Shloshim, based on a Gezer Shava to a Nazir. Once again, in slow motion. The sofer who sold his tefillin on the Chol HaMoed yacht trip. Yacht? That must be more in Daf Yud Tes. The sofer sold his tefillin on the Chol HaMoed yacht trip and started writing himself a new pair, which reminds us that there's a machlokes whether one can write tefillin and mezuzahs on Chol HaMoed. Rav Yehuda says, Marim u'mocher shelo v'chos v'kos v'atzmo. He may do a ploy and sell his own tefillin and mezuzahs to others and then write new ones for himself. Rashi says that he can then sell his new tefillin and repeat the process throughout the Chag. So the sofer sold his tefillin on the Chol HaMoed yacht trip and started writing himself a new pair. Had to break the news to the buyer who buried his relative 8 days before the regal and hadn't cut his hair, that he couldn't cut it until the end of Shloshim, which reminds us, regarding the case of burial 8 days before the regal, Rav and Rav Huna both said, Gezeres batu, yamim lo batu. The restrictions of Shloshim are canceled, but the days are not canceled. But Rav Shesha said, afil yamim nami batu. Even the days are canceled. The Gemara asks what the meaning is that the days are not canceled and answers that if the person didn't shave before the regal, then he's forbidden to shave after the regal until the Shloshim period from burial is over. So the sofer who sold his tefillin on the Chol HaMoed yacht trip and started writing himself a new pair had to break the news to the buyer who buried his relative 8 days before the regal and hadn't cut his hair that he couldn't cut it until the end of Shloshim, based on the Gezer Shava to a Nazir, which reminds us. The Gemara asks what the source is for not shaving during Shloshim, and the answer is that it's derived from the Gezer Shava, a pair, growth, from the case of a Nazir. Just as a Nazir must grow his hair for 30 days, so too an Avo must grow his hair for 30 days. So once again, the sofer sold his tefillin on the Chol HaMoed yacht trip and started writing himself a new pair. Had to break the news to the buyer who buried his relative 8 days before the regal and hadn't cut his hair that he couldn't cut it until the end of Shloshim, based on a Gezer Shava to a Nazir. All right, now it's time for a four blah back Chazor. And because the Shiurim for Daf Tes Zayin and Yud Zayin are not yet ready, the four blah Chazor will cover Daf Yud Gimel, Yud Dal, Tes Vav, and Yud Ches. Daf Yud Gimel. So the simmer Daf Yud Gimel is a bar mitzvah boy. So here goes. The bar mitzvah boy, that must be more on Daf Yud Gimel. The bar mitzvah boy decided to take his deceased father's earnings that came from working on Chol HaMoed, which reminds us on the bottom Daf Yud Beis on Beis, Rabbi Yirmi asked Rabbi Zera, Kiva Malakta B'moed B'meis, Mao Sheiknesu Banav Achrav, regarding someone who scheduled his work to be done on Chol HaMoed and then died, did the Rabbanim penalize his sons by making them forgo the payment from his forbidden work? Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina said that we have a tradition regarding Shemitah, that if one improved a field during Shemitah by fertilizing, which is also the Rabbanan, and then died, his son may sow it in the year after Shemitah. So we see from here that in the case of the Rabbanan, the penalty is against the person, not his money. So too, in the case of work done on Chol HaMoed, the penalty is against his father, not his money, and therefore his son would not be penalized. So the bar mitzvah boy decided to take his deceased father's earnings that came from working on Chol HaMoed and use them to pay workers who had nothing to eat, which reminds us the next Mishnah states that we may not buy homes, slaves, or animals on Chol HaMoed, el letzorach HaMoed or letzorach HaMocher, she'en u'ma yochel, unless it's to provide for the needs of the moed or for the needs of a seller who does not have anything to eat. Rav asked Rav Nachman, Schar pu'ula she'en u'ma yochel, mahu, what's the luck regarding paying wages for work on Chol HaMoed to a worker that does not have anything to eat? Rav Nachman answered that the phrase she'en lo mayochal, that does not have anything to eat, comes to include schar pu'ua, the wages of a worker. So the bar mitzvah boy decided to take his deceased father's earnings that came from working on Chol HaMoed and use them to pay workers who had nothing to eat, who were busy outside helping covers cut figs with straw. Which reminds us, the third mission on the Daf states, Machapines Exios Bekash from Yudah Aymer Af Ma'abin. We may cover cut figs with straw to protect them from the rain. Yudah says that we may even make it thick. The Gemara brings Malchokas Amarim regarding what the terms covering and making thick refer to. Daf Yadal, so the similar Daf Yadal is a hand, and we often use a juggler. So here goes. The Chol HaMoed juggler, that must be on Daf Yadal, Yad. The Homo Jugger performing for a freed prisoner who is getting a nice haircut, which reminds us that haircutting and laundering is permitted on a Homo mode for certain people, such as one who comes from Medinas Yam, someone freed from captivity, and one who is freed from prison. But for everybody else, it's forbidden so that people shouldn't enter the rego when they are unkempt. So the Homo Jugger performing for a freed prisoner who is getting a haircut, who sat next to a businessman with unkempt hair, who just returned from an overseas business trip, which reminds us, in terms of permitting haircutting and laundering, for someone who returns from Medina Siyam, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim agree that if the trip was merely for pleasure, then the person is not considered an ones, and it's forbidden. And if he left for mizonos to provide sustenance, it's permitted. They only disagree in the case where a wealthy businessman left to increase his profits. Rabbi Yehuda holds that it is as if he traveled for pleasure and forbids haircutting and laundering, and the Chachamim hold that it's like someone going for sustenance and permits those activities. So, the homo juggler performing for a free prisoner, who is getting a nice haircut, who sat next to a businessman with unkempt hair, who just returned from an overseas business trip, didn't see the avel enter the room and join the festivities, which reminds us, the Gemara states regarding avelas, avel einu noag avelusu beregel. An avel doesn't conduct himself with avelas during the regel, but the pasuk states, v'samachta bechagecha, and you should rejoice in your festival. The asi of avelas does not push off the asi of the rabbim, referring to the rejoicing on the chag. The avel who sat next to a fruit bowl, that must be one dav tezvav, tu b'shvat, fruit. The avel who sat next to a fruit bowl containing scissors and his tefillin, and didn't greet those who came to comfort him, which reminds us that the Gemara brings us sources that prohibit an avel from cutting his hair, wearing tefillin, and greeting others. So the avel who sat next to a fruit bowl containing scissors and his tefillin, and didn't greet those who came to comfort him, had his Gemara closed, which reminds us that an avel is prohibited from mourning Torah, but a menuda and a Matsora can. So the avel sat next to a fruit bowl containing scissors and his tefillin, and didn't greet those who came to comfort him, had his Gemara closed, and explained that the three W's on the fruit bowl were a simon not to work, wash, or wear shoes. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings the sources that an avel is prohibited from working, washing, and wearing shoes. The man biting his nails at the chuppah, that must be more daf yudches. The man biting his nails at the chuppah and casting them in the middle of the aisle, which reminds us that it was taught in a brisa, shoshid varim nemru b'tzafarnayim, three things were said in respect to nails, a kovron tzadik, sorfen chassid, zorken rasha. One who buries them is a tzadik, one who burns them is a chassid, and one who throws them into a public place is a rasha. And the Gemara explains that the reason for not throwing them into a public area is shema tavara alehen isha ubara betapil, that perhaps a pregnant woman might pass over them and miscarry. So the man biting his nails at the chuppah and casting them in the middle of the aisle, who'd become intensely jealous the day he heard the chasim propose on Chol HaMoed, which reminds us, Shmuel said, Mutter ar se'isha b'chol shemoed, shemi yikad benu achir. It's mutter for one to betroth a woman on Chol HaMoed, lest another man preempt him and becomes engaged to her. And the Gemara asks if Shmuel really said this. But Rav Yehuda said, in the name of Shmuel b'chol yom b'yom, bas kol yotzev zol meres, bas poni lo poni. Every day, a bas kol goes out and says, the daughter of so-and-so is destined for so-and-so. So if a woman is destined for a certain man, how could another man come and marry? And the Gemara answers that Shmuel means, shemi yikad menu achir barachamim, that another man may preempt him through tefillah. This means that someone might daven for her to die. And the Gemara brings an incident to illustrate this. So the man biting his nails at the chuppah and casting them in the middle of the aisle, who had become intensely jealous the day he heard the chassan propose on Chol HaMoed, was the subject of rumors going around town that he had told the officiating rabbi the chasna was a different day. Which reminds us, it was said, a person is not suspected of something unless he's done it. And the Gemara clarified this, referring to a rumor going around town. And if he hasn't done all of it, he's done part of it. And if he hasn't done part of it, he's thought of doing it. And if he had not thought of doing so, he had seen others do it and was glad. The Gemara brings a number of qualifications to this rule. All right, so this concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.